Well, this morning we want to talk a little bit about fair, county fair specifically, and even more specifically, the Adair County Fair going on in Greenfield at the fairgrounds, and looking forward to another great run at the fair as we get through fair season here this summer. Doug Wallace is with us this morning. He's a member of the Adair County Fair Board. Doug, thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here and glad to have a chance to visit about fair.
Yeah, you bet. It's always fun to talk about county fair because that's the meat of the summer season, right?
It is, especially in rural southwest Iowa. I mean, that's you get around this time of year, and that is one of the highlights that the crowd, everybody in the community, as well as the kids, definitely look forward to.
Yeah, you know, some folks might think the fair just kind of caters to a certain type of resident in the area, but really, as fair board members, you guys are trying to do as many things and include as many people as possible, right?
Absolutely. I mean, one of our primary goals when we're trying to set up a schedule and a lineup of events through a fair is to try to make sure that when any person from any background, any interest come to the fair on any given day, there's something there that they will enjoy learning about or that will entertain them or they'll just make for a good day.
Yeah. Well, and it's just about finding something you like. Just come on out and wander around. If nothing else, you'll find some great food, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Nope. That's right. We at the Adair County Fair, we do open it up for outside vendors that have the opportunity to apply to come to our fair and be a part of our lineup. And so, yes, I mean, there's always a wide variety. So.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I've got a couple of different copies of the Adair County Fair schedule for 2026, and I always find these kind of interesting because I have one that's on one page and kind of highlights some of the shows and things, and then I have the other one that's actually got all of the activities going on. It's amazing how much different those two schedules are.
It is. I mean, and the actual full schedule, I mean, the entertainment, you know, is, you know, what we as the fair board put on. You know, you have your evening entertainment to the grandstand. We've got different shows and acts going on throughout the day. But that full schedule gives you the opportunity to see just how involved our youth program is through 4-H and FFA and how many different activities and contests there are and just the various ways that we can showcase our youth in our area, and we're very proud of that.
You bet. Hey, along those lines, before we get into the details of this year's fair, Doug, give me your assessment. Would you say that the Adair County Fair is still very strong?
Yeah, I definitely would. We're very fortunate. Adair County has got a lot of pride in our fair. We still have a really good youth turnout through our youth programs, and one of our biggest attribute that we have as a fair board and as fairgrounds is we've got 40 acres of open space that gives us a lot of flexibility as far as introducing new acts, activities, and just a very comfortable place for the public to come and just enjoy a day out.
Yeah, well, lots been done to the fairgrounds, the facilities, too, over the last, say, 20 years, and some of that through some local financial assistance, some of it through sponsorship partnerships and things, but it's come a long way over the last couple of decades.
It certainly has. We've been very fortunate. You know, as a fair board, we're very active. There's always stuff going on as far as maintenance, just trying to make what we have better. We've made improvements to buildings through the last several years. We've added such things as high-speed internet access out to the fairgrounds. Our biggest add in this last year is we get to break in a brand new grandstand. Our old grandstand had was over 100 years old and had was an icon of the county, but unfortunately it was time for it to go off into the sunset. But thanks to the Adair County supervisors, we've had the opportunity to put up a brand new grandstand. So we're really excited to fill that thing and enjoy our evening activities this county fair.
That's nice to show off new things, that's for sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about the entertainment first. We'll talk about the short schedule here, but it focuses on a lot of the things happening. Are we going to see some changes this year?
You know, a little bit of both. We've got our standbys that people love to come to. You know, that Wednesday night, the first night of the fair, is our free barbecue that is the meats grilled and donated by the Adair County cattlemen and the Adair County pork producers. So that's an opportunity for everybody just to come out as a community, sit down around a picnic table, visit, and enjoy the evening in our nicely shaded courtyard. And then at 8 o'clock, we have our evening event of, you know, different contest winners that maybe has taken place before the fair that kids have been involved in. We give out some, you know, there's some volunteer awards that are given out through Extension. And then also we select our Dare County Fair Queen for 2026, as well as the little myths and the little ones that go along with that. So that starts out Wednesday night. You know, Thursday night we have our Wright Rodeo Company has been very good to us over the years. They come and bring their rodeo show on Thursday night. And Friday is usually our one that we play with a little bit. We're really excited about this Friday of the fair. We have the 406 FMX High Air Tour, which in a nutshell is a motorized air show with dirt bikes and motocross, and really excited about that. That's kind of our new coming event for the year. Saturday we roll into our Demolition Derby that evening, which has been there since before I can ever remember. That's just been a standby. And then on Sunday night, we wrap up our entertainment with figure eight races. We was able to bring them back last year upon, you know, a high request. And so there are people who are excited to see those come back. And we close the county fair with an outstanding fireworks show that is brought on by a Top Mock fireworks. So really proud of our event lineup this year. Lot there to see.
You bet. Well, of course, and Doug is highlighting some of the evening key entertainment, but there are things going on all throughout the day for folks to enjoy as well. So we encourage folks to wander the fairgrounds and check out some of the other entertainment. Doug, when it comes to some of the entries and things, livestock, that type of stuff, does it sound like the numbers are going to be pretty good again this year?
You know, they really are. You know, pretty much the holding their own. Cattle numbers is pretty well hanging in there, along with the other species. Really haven't seen a drop. We've added some numbers here the last couple of years. It just kind of seems to hum pretty steady. So it's a good problem to have to know that before the fair, we need to know how many pens we need to build, because usually we're a little bit short on pen space, especially in the beef barn. So, and then the pork and the pigs and those sheep, the goats, even the smaller animals, the rabbits, the chickens, they've all stayed really strong numbers. So no, there's always on every show day, there's plenty of numbers to look at.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the 4-H, the 4-H groups in the neighborhood are pretty good and pretty solid. And you know, the different FFA clubs that are at the high schools that are in Adair County too, they are all very active and very strong.
Yes, no, our 4-H clubs, they do an outstanding job of giving back to the community and keeping those numbers strong, and definitely show those opportunities to, not just the youth exhibiting the projects, but the club and us as volunteers, opportunity to exhibit the youth. And as well as the FFA chapters, we have three chapters in the county. So, you know, they're very active giving back to the community. That's, you know, without them to put those youth in the right position to exhibit their leadership and public service skills, we don't have a fair. I mean, we do the fair for the youth and for the opportunity for the community to come and see those youth and have a good time.
Yeah, kind of circling back to the beginning, Doug, we talked about all of the things going on through fair. I mean, weigh-ins, I mean, everything has to be scheduled and stuff. It seems like it must take forever to put this together as a fair board.
Well, it's, you know, we're very fortunate to have a very active fair board. You know, we have a wide variety of age and interest levels in that fair board, where, you know, that's good, because that brings a lot of opportunities to bring new ideas, to keep things shook up, you know, change some things, keep some things the same. But, you know, throughout every day of the fair, I mean, it's, you know, all year long, we're working on this schedule, we're working on facilities, just doing our best to continue to tweak and make what we have to offer to the public better.
You bet. Very good. Well, and it's always nice, and you've got air-conditioned areas, too, in case it gets a little warm out there, because it is county fair season, after all, for folks. Plenty of cool drinks, and as you mentioned, lots of food opportunities for folks to take advantage of, including the fair food stand there. So, yeah, lots of great entertainment. Good things to see this year at the Adair County Fair, and the admission price for what you're getting is still very reasonable.
It is. You know, we do our very best to keep that admission price as low as we can. As we all know, things continue to get more expensive. So, I mean, we've got to be very creative with the dollars that we receive through sponsorship, through grants, and then that admission, that gate ticket coming in is what helps pay for this fair. And it's we try to give many opportunities for, you know, discounted tickets, as well as, you know, if you don't get that done and you want to buy a ticket at the gate, you can certainly do that too. But it's those things together that we try to do our very best as a fair board to give the most bang for the public's dollar to see what we have to offer.
You bet. And still providing lots of opportunity because kids age 12 and under are free. So they can get in there.
Absolutely.
To take care of their business.
You bet. You bet. Nope. A county fair does not grow without youth involvement, and the youth doesn't know what we have if we don't get them there. So we're always try to have many opportunities. You know, you talked about activities through the day. I mean, we've got things from magic shows going on through the day to you know, more educational things to you know, the shows the kids need to, you know, they need to be able to see that when they're young, so that they can talk to their parents or grandparents or whatever and say, hey, you know, I'd like to do that when I get old enough to do that. And that's how those projects continue to hold their numbers and stay strong.
Well, so much of county fairs are celebrating our youth, and that's what they'll be doing in Adair County, July 8th through the 12th. Hope folks get a chance to take in the Adair County Fair here this year. Is it right, 130 years of the fair?
It is 130 years. It's, you know, there's not a lot of things that a person can put their finger on in nowadays and that has stayed as strong as it has for as long as it has. So, it's, you know, it's not a big benchmark number, not like a 150th or 100th or whatever, but, you know, it's 130 years, and we're very proud of it, and we hope it's here for another 130.
It probably will be with solid board members like yourself. Doug Wallace has been with us here this morning talking about the Adair County Fair, and we'll have some live coverage here on KJAN as well, as always, from the Adair County Fair. We look forward to it. Doug, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck.
Thank you. We appreciate your guys' time, and we hope to see everybody at the fair.